Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Hey, this line caught my eye a few days ago. It goes like this: whatever they fight for, they pay the price in blood. Sounds intriguing. It's the sort of stuff you can read in Blood of the Eagle, a new book yet to be released, not far away, out next week, by Ballarat's author, Anthony Curl, who joins me in studio this morning. Anthony, welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Very well. Nice to have you on the program. Tell us the tale about how you got to writing. You were actually studying graphic design at Federation University.
Yeah, I was studying a bachelor's at the time, and we had a project in our third year, which was essentially you could go out more on a limb and do what you wanted as long as it had some sort of relation to communication design, graphic design.
Okay.
I started looking at doing book design then, and I'd always been interested previously in world building and things like that. And I just sort of came to my mind, why don't I make a map? And then from
a map.
And
okay, what, like a map of a mythical
fantasy world. And so I started making that and then on a whim just started writing and it just sort of happened.
Did you know you could write?
Not really. not at the time. I'd always enjoyed English classes in school, more so the creative side of it, but I was also okay at doing the essays and whatnot, but I'd never really found a passion or love for it until, just coincidentally, I just started typing it up on a Word document and enjoyed it.
The rest, as they say, is history. So when you did this project, it was about, as you just said, book design, not necessarily what was on the pages. It was how it looked.
Yeah.
So you've taken an almighty step, haven't you?
Yeah. As soon as the map started coming together, I ended up, I wrote a small, it was about 1,000-word scene and then thought, okay, I need to build a world out of this. And I spent probably the next 8 to 10 months purely focused on world building as opposed to actually writing. And I've got a few journals back home just filled with notes and all kinds of bits and pieces. And
that'll be a collector's item one day, Anthony, I'm sure. Now, you're a Game of Thrones fan?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Pretty avidly into that.
I need to fess up. Never watched an episode.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. You're looking at me in that strange way. Should I?
I'd absolutely give it a crack for sure.
How does your book compare to Game of Thrones?
I suppose it goes with the same similar, premise in that it's very grounded and gritty, realistic fantasy as opposed to the usual sort of good versus bad, right versus wrong kind of thing. I've very much gone with the route of it's just people being people and the decisions they make and that you can sort of choose who you like, who you follow, what relates more to you. And go from there.
Is it fun being in charge, if you like, of these characters, creating them?
I enjoy it. It's good to play around with their flaws especially and, just make them anything but perfect.
And as you're writing, Anthony, do you know where you're headed, where the story's going, what the outcome is going to be?
I have general ideas and then it's very much the idea of getting from A to B in that. So there could be the big overarching A to B is how the character or that plot line will end and then the little A to Bs of how to get there. So I suppose it's almost like making a soup, I guess. You can choose what you're cutting up and putting in there, but then you can also take stuff out along the way or change the ingredients because you might not like the potatoes or something like that and then
just
have a play from there,
We often joke we make verge soup at home, you know, all the veggies that are on the verge of going in the bin. A soup, I do like that. In fact, Anthony, you haven't just got one book in you. This is a trilogy. And you've already written 2 and 3.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So I wrote the first one, took me about 1.5 years to write the original. Then it wasn't finished and I had overarching plot lines. There were scenes I needed to get to, endings I needed to finish. So I ended up planning a trilogy. I've fully completed that as of the end of last year. And then I've just went on expanding the world. I've finished a prequel about 3 weeks ago and I'm working on what comes next now.
So is developing a world, as you call it, is that super important in the beginning to form and create a book like this?
I think it helps with a story of this scale. For me, it really helps out in that. So I've gone back. I did almost a year of research. So I've created entire cultures, religions, histories for like different groups, not just individual people, but like different groups. Yeah. And it gives you a good basis to work on. And then I found from there, it grows itself as you're writing the books.
Okay.
And you can just throw in sentences here and there without knowing that maybe a book or two later, that might become a major plot point. And that's what happened to me in some cases.
Yeah, it's amazing how it evolves. And you do like the fantasy stuff too, Anthony, because you're a bit of a gamer. You love your esports.
Absolutely, yeah. I've played competitive esports. I've done freelance graphic design from a few American esports teams. And
yeah.
Always been pretty into gaming, yeah.
Do you go okay at it?
We've done all right. We've done all right. Yeah, I'm managing a team at the minute, and the guys should go really well.
What do you mean you're managing an esports team?
Managing, looking after them, sort of owning it, for lack of a better word.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you making any money out of it?
Maybe one day. Maybe one day. We'll see.
And you're actually aspiring to be an author. That is your gig. That is your job.
Absolutely. I'd love to get there one day. I think that's the dream, and it's something to really work towards, and this is the first step.
It's great that you're a Ballarat-based author, Anthony. Even better with this story is that you've got a Ballarat-based publisher in Shoreline behind you. How hard was it to get your words on paper?
When I found Shoreline, it was very easy. I think the hardest thing for me was actually finding the right group I wanted to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And Shoreline's just been absolutely incredible with everything that they've done and how easy they have been to deal with and, yeah, just everything. They've just made it easy.
Yeah, we love local.
Absolutely.
No, you're listening this morning, Bradley. Nice work, mate. You've uncovered another talent in our fair city. Looking at what people are saying about your book, Anthony, edge of my seat, waiting for the sequel already, bring on book two. What sort of feedback are you hearing?
I've heard mostly just positive stuff. I think when I did an original self-published run back at the start of last year, I had a signing down at the Collins in Bridge Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lady who'd came in who'd purchased the book at 4 or 5 p.m. the day before.
Mm.
Bear in mind, it's over 600 pages.
No way. She read the whole thing.
Almost. She'd almost finished it by the next day, by the signing, which was around lunchtime.
Yeah.
And she was a lady who apparently had never liked fantasy before.
Right.
But it absolutely loved the story.
Yeah. Incredible. What great feedback. Can you see your stories going next level and perhaps TV, movies, Netflix, that sort of thing?
I mean, wouldn't that be the dream?
It would be the dream,
that'd
wouldn't it?
Good, right?
Do you think your stories would go well on the big screen?
Potentially. Potentially, yeah.
Talk it up, Anthony. Come on, mate.
All right,
talk
yeah. It up. Yeah, that'll be the next hit, the next Game of Thrones.
much better answer. Now, it's not out yet. When can we expect it to hit bookshops?
End of September. It'll be around the 25th,
okay,
roughly.
Around the 25th. Yeah. And through Shoreline Publishing and actually bricks and mortar stores as well?
Yeah, so the independent bookstore in Ballarat will mm-hmm. be a really good place to drop in. And, if you're interested in a copy, that would be the hub to go to.
Yeah, well, good on you, mate. Be very interested to sit here and follow your career as it gets going. You've got the trilogy ready to rumble. You got more books in you, no
more
doubt.
More books coming,
silly question. Of course you do. Anthony Curl, Ballarat author, good luck with Blood of the Eagle, out later on this month. Thanks for your time on
Thank
Ballarat
you so
Today.
Much. Dad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.